avocation, I guess.
I'm a, yeah. I'm a dilettante in piss pants.
he's an amateur. Not a professional. Enthusiastic,
but not seasoned.
Oh my goodness.
Welcome to AE Double Back. I'm not even gonna get right into it. We're gonna talk about pissed pants and then we're just gonna get into the wrestling. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. And I tell you what, that was a hot start to the show.
We're done with red pissed hot. Pants already?
You know what? I'm sure it'll come back. I know in my heart
of
hearts.
That's what he was referring to, a hot start to the show.
yes. Our show. Yeah, the start of our
very
show.
Very hot, warm and hot.
Mm-hmm.
Warm and hot.
What do you go to if your piss comes out cold? Is that something to be concerned about?
Yeah. Right. You talk to God because you're dead.
That means you're a vampire.
you are dead.
Yeah. Your body is cold and you are dead, but you're still pissing.
Yeah.
Well, you do pee. If you have pee in your body, you do pee.
Do you not know about pee vampires? That's definitely a thing.
Pee and poop when you die. That's what happens. Your muscles relax and everything comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's it'll be worth it just to relax it all.
Slash death.
Part of death.
Relax it all? Is that the name of a... laxative, because that would be great. Relax it all.
Okay. Well, now that we've gotten onto poop humor, I believe we can start the show in earnest.
Some other bodily fluids to check off, but all right.
Now, I have a question about the start of the show. Okay, Adam Copeland comes out. Mm-hmm. He's all psyched up. He's talking about pro wrestling and how fun he's had. And he's like, this is the most fun he's ever had. And I'm like, really, though, man? Really? And I was like, what is happening on Twitter that Adam Copeland had to come out to sell AEW so hard to AEW fans?
Do you know?
No.
We don't always get into it, but there's always something.
Exactly. I know just from the fact that this happened.
Right.
Something fucking happened on Twitter. What the fuck happened?
And the thing is, it's not even a thing. Like, CM Punk did an interview on Monday and he was just like, yeah, boy, AEW. Anyway, guys, let's talk about, you know, WWE. And it's like, there's nothing new. He's just sort of like generically shitting on, you know,
this promotion person
or that person. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with it. You know what? Like, that's what wrestlers do.
Yeah.
You know, they get heat and, you know, like talk trash. And so like, the only dumb thing is the people who thought that was exciting.
Yeah.
It's just a thing. It's just a normal thing.
I mean, he did the same thing with WWE when he came to AEW.
Yeah.
It's like, went.
So, I mean, but the good news is that, like, it gave Adam an excuse to cut a hell of a promo.
Oh, my God, was it ever.
Like, because that's the thing that I was saying about how, like, Ospreay, and to a certain extent, Willow, like, it just feels like you can feel that positive energy. They're excited. It's not like they have to, like, white meat baby face it. Like, hey, everybody, cheer for me. He's like, I fucking love being here. This is really neat.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I thought it was great.
When he was listing all the different people that he could compete with, and he's like, by the way, those are all first-time matches.
Yep.
And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's intense.
First time, long time.
First time, long time. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It's real cool. That was real cool.
It was. It was a great way to start. Because starting with a promo about wrestling, about pro wrestling in general, really, and then he focused in on AEW, but like it was about pro wrestling in general. I mean, that's going to psych you up for what you're about to see. You're like, yeah, I do love this shit. Absolutely. This is fucking great. Oh, my God. And then who
It'd
comes
be really
out?
Funny if
Sorry, what?
Sorry, it would be really funny if instead of like cutting a promo about wrestling to get you psyched up for the show, he like cut a promo about what you, the viewer, are going to have to do at work tomorrow. And you start going, oh, geez.
If I could have a cameo of someone psyching me up to work, to go to work, like if MJF could cut a promo so that I could get up in the morning and go to fucking work, oh, I would play it nonstop. The kids would be like,
you
know, what the fuck is this?
You can get a cameo from one of them anytime. It's not that expensive.
I know, that's the thing.
Not from MJF. That's the thing. We need him. I mean, he's taking a break. Great. You know what? Do your job. Get on Cameo and let us exploit your time off, please.
You know, there's nothing wrong with a morning psych up from Michael Nakazawa.
All I'm saying is, if I could get one of the best promo cutters to cut a promo telling me I'm, you know, cutting a promo about me going to work, I would play it so much. The kids would be like, who the fuck is this? And I'd be like, you better listen to your goddamn elders. Piece of shit, brat kids. Kidding. They're
one
angels.
One of them pisses their pants again and you turn your back watch it like urgently.
They piss their pants glaring right at me, right next to a toilet. You bastards. Why do you do this? Why? Because they can, that's why. And you know what? It is the only thing they have control over, and it's why kids do shit like this sometimes.
It's literally why they do it, right? That's anal retention. That's what it is.
It's that their whole lives are controlled. And so when they're at a certain age, when they're still potty training and whatever else, even if they're done potty training, but it's like, it's the only thing they have control over is their pee. And they hate it when you tell them to go pee. They hate it when you ask if they have to pee. They hate having to stop doing what they want to do to go pee. And so sometimes, just because they can, they'll pee, like I said, staring me in the eyes on top of their own toys on purpose. Boy. Like mere feet from the toilet. Because they're like, what are you going to do? There's not much I can do except for I take their hand, go upstairs.
Beat them savagely.
Change their underwear.
No.
Well, don't beat them savagely. Beat them gentlemanly, like.
Gather up their peed on toys. Oof. And get some towels.
Yep.
Sop up the pee.
Yep.
Bring them over to the sink and have them wash them with soap.
Yeah,
like, those dolls now you know what to do next time. And you know what? It actually gives them some more control. Like they feel good now. Like they can fix their own problem. Oh, I can just wash these. Cool. Whatever. Okay. Enough piss. Because the point is, he has this psyched up, awesome promo about pro wrestling. And then the fucking thing we have right after this, who comes out? Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay versus who? Mm-hmm. Versus Hobbs.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
You couldn't start hotter. It's almost like they're doing everything in reverse. This is the match to end a show, not just start a show. And yet, that's what we get at AEW.
It's
tasty morsels.
Ridiculous. So,
sometimes you start with dessert.
Get Don
when
Callis.
When I was working on the Nike movie, like I started with ice cream at lunch every day, almost.
Oh my God, I am jealous of you.
Did you go around telling people like, this is how you do it? This is how you live life.
Fuck those salads.
Seize the day.
Start with ice cream, then go to London broil, then go to the side salad, and then have bread and butter.
Oh yeah. End with the dinner roll. You understand? That's how
a
it's
lot
done.
Of yelling. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know your life, man.
Yeah, but if I know anything about Calder, I know that he spends all day yelling at people. Kidding, of course.
I spend all day like, seething with quiet passive aggression.
Yeah.
That's the Calder we know.
I can imagine. Okay. I have a terrible cough. Okay.
Yes, oh, we can tell.
I'm just letting everyone know I'm give it to coughing. Us. Okay. I'm going to. You're going to get it just by listening to it. It's like yawns. It's like contagious, like yawns.
I don't think that's how epidemiology works, but I'm no expert. So
you are no expert.
It's true.
You're fancy. It was the word epidemiology.
Yeah, that's unfair. Okay. This match was incredible. Incredible. Yeah. Because you have a giant like Hobbs.
And he's so good at it.
The aerial assassin, Will Ospreay. Mm-hmm. This was fucking incredible. I mean,
and it was another intra-faction match where like you could argue that there's a limit to how exciting it can get because like it's just within the family. But like it really transcends that.
Mm-hmm. I've already forgotten that he's part of Don Callis's family. Because like he's so clearly a face and sort of
it's inevitable that he won't be, but for now, in theory, it's a friendly.
But like this thing was like sort of the one of those initial forays. Like, looks like Hobbs is mad at him. So mm-hmm. We got to break him up soon, right? Soon? Can we stretch this out? Do we want to?
I don't see why. It can go to the pay-per-view.
Yeah, certainly.
I mean, the thing is he doesn't have to be a face, though. Why does Will Ospreay have to be a face, right?
Everybody's cheering him.
Yeah.
They love him.
I mean, but we love all the heels, right?
We do, but, like, if you can get people, like, it's... You can be a bad heel and get people to cheer you. I would argue that it's much harder to be a good heel and have people cheer you. Because like you got your John Cena heels or John Cena faces where, you get the kids cheering at you and some portion of the adult audience. But a lot of the hardcore fans will turn on you and then eventually everybody will. But like this, I don't. Who in the arena is booing Will Ospreay?
Everybody
turns on you in the end.
Everyone's happy to see him.
Yeah. He's incredible. It's really the best thing that ever could have happened.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
It's pretty good.
But him versus Hobbs, Hobbs is this solid marble giant. And like tough as fuck. Mm-hmm. And then Ospreay is also extremely tough, but he can just fly around. And that type of a matchup is always just fun as shit. Mm-hmm. And you don't know who's going to win exactly. I mean, you figure it's going to be Will Ospreay just because of the attention he's getting right now. But it's Hobbs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. There's no point where Hobbs will win a match. You're like, oh no, that's not possible. You know,
mm-hmm.
like when you see Hook like laying into Samoa Joe, if he had won that match, you'd have been like, but would he really?
No.
Would Hook have beat Samoa Joe? But if Hobbs
Joe laid down on Hook and just laid down,
mm-hmm.
Hook would never get up.
I'm going to take a little nap. You'd be like, yes, sir. Okay.
Hook would never get up.
Maybe Hook had a rag doused in like some kind of intoxicant.
Indeed. He could ether him.
Yeah, that's
maybe
the word.
We should ether Teresa because she does not sound. And maybe it's time to put her down.
I'd like to lend you my cough button.
I hope that no one can hear me because it sounds terrible.
I assure you.
Because a lot of times the mic doesn't pick up my laughing. Mm-hmm. So my hope is that it's not picking up my coughing.
I guess we'll see how good the Zencaster filter is.
Yeah.
Because I certainly am not going to go back and edit that.
You're not going to edit my dying.
Nope.
Well, okay.
If you keel over, we can sell this to like the National Enquirer.
Oh, Teresa Gerbeck's so last curious. Days. Because they really want to know about me.
I mean, they're inquiring minds want to know. So
just true. Tell them I'm an alien. I would love that.
All right. I mean, that's more of a Weekly World News kind of thing. I'm just saying, know your audience.
Are they still out there?
You know, they are, yeah. I don't know if they still print. Yeah.
Wait, what good are they if they don't print anymore?
That is a good question.
Well, because anymore, anything in print is olds, not news.
Yeah. Mm, fair.
You know, you have a real turn of phrase.
Wait, what were we talking about with Will and Hobbs?
Who knows?
And, oh, yeah. If Hook, yeah, no. Joe would never, he would never be able to stand up if Joe just laid there.
But Hobbs, like.
But Hobbs.
Anybody. Like, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
That is a believable win.
Yes. But anyway, Osprey does win. And Danielson comes out and sort of like clips the end of Will's sort of victory moment as when he's walking up the thing. So that was contentious. Mm-hmm. They had a little moment there.
That was delightful.
It was. I gave this match and the opening promo a thumbs up.
Huge yeah. thumbs. Just two in a row. Very just like there. Just yeah. amazing segments.
Just incredible. Couldn't have started any better.
No.
Like an excellent pomegranate in the beginning here.
I don't know what that means.
I'm just say okay.
Okay. You know,
I don't know what it means either.
Yes, Calder.
I don't know why you're making it so complicated and hard for yourselves.
It's like when kids say some weird ass shit, you're like, oh, okay.
Pomegranates come in segments, don't they?
They do not. You are thinking of oranges.
I don't think I am.
I think pomegranates do technically have, like, I think you can technically pull apart segments and there's seeds within the segments.
Yeah, you're thinking
of it. There's no membrane. There's no membrane to the segment. It's just like, you know, well, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Right. You know what? It does matter. This is important.
Google
and
it.
We need to deal with this now.
Pomegranate segment.
Archer versus Danielson. I mean, oh, no, hold on. I just want to mention Meal Ticket Jones makes me giggle. I've gotten past that point where Taz's thing of blank Jones was boring and dumb and repetitive. And it's gone because it was funny. Then it was boring. And now it's back to funny again. So, like, yeah, slap it on anything. Sideburns Jones, mail truck Jones, whatever. It's great.
Well, it has Hobbs. To ascend to Jones.
Jones Jones, yeah, absolutely.
Jones Jones.
Hobbs freaking walking around with Osprey just like in a suplex thing and then just like slamming him onto the steel steps. That was amazing. God.
Yeah.
The fallaway slam onto the announce table, amazing.
They jumped out of the way.
Don Callis saying, "You guys, I think Will is ahead on points."
Yeah, yes. That was funny. I was like, what?
Battle of Wills, they called it, and I love it. Anyway, we can carry on now.
Oh, yeah, they're both Wills.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
Okay, Lance Archer versus Bryan Danielson.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Archer doesn't savor the moment, runs after Bryan Danielson, just goes after him.
Do you want him to savor the moment? Is he supposed to taste the rainbow before we have a match?
Look, I like Skittles. I would want some before a match.
Who doesn't? Have you had the sour Skittles?
Points. I would have a match for Skittles.
You would get the shit kicked out of you by Lance Archer for some Skittles.
I probably would. Only because it wouldn't take long, and then I'd get my Skittles.
you would be in traction.
I'd be out right away. I'll just lay down. Okay. Get my Skittles. Anyways, This is cool. I don't remember if I've seen them wrestle before.
I'm sure
they have.
Because they mentioned specifically that this is the first time they've ever wrestled.
Okay, okay.
They've both been wrestling for more than 20 years.
Yeah.
They both started in Texas and yet somehow have never actually wrestled. So that's real cool.
Oh, that is cool. I don't know how I missed them talking about that. Anyway.
I wonder if it's along the same lines as how possible it is to not hang out with someone despite going to school with them from K through 12 because one of them doesn't like the other.
I mean, it's possible if you try.
Is this specific? Is this something? Is this a
real life situation? I'm just saying that people like sometimes like are super not friends, and that's why it never happens.
Oh, right. They never tried to wrestle.
I suppose.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Texas is also huge, so I don't know.
That's
all right.
True.
So, my point, Lance Archer's going crazy. He even hurts a crew member.
No, I'm sorry. What is the crew member's name? Jim McGillicuddy.
What? I don't remember that.
I'm trying to remember if I was watching the British feed by this point. I don't think so. I think it was like on the air. They were just goofing on. I feel like it's a name. It's like a rib name that's been around for a while.
It sounds like a rib name.
I feel like they were using the ECW kind of thing.
One thing but I don't love about wrestling is that they call jokes ribs.
Why?
Because they break up.
Like rib is like this antiquated, like this name that is both like childish and antiquated at the same time.
Jibe.
Like it's something you don't say. Yeah, jibe. That would be better.
How about a jape?
A jape.
A jape. Yeah. Well, a jape. Like you have to be wearing old jester pants to say jape.
That's true. I think rib is fine because, like, the notion of the rib is like you're elbowing someone in the ribs, and so there's like this physical element to it that makes sense as like a wrestling gag, you know.
I grasp the etymology. Don't misunderstand me.
Robert is saying in many more words, get it. You know what I mean? Get it?
Yeah, I do.
Look, I will not use three words where 40 will do. That is a truism about me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This was a great match.
Yes,
it was. Fucking A. Like, Lance Archer is a tall, huge man, and he can do a lot of shit that other tall, huge men can't do. So it is I do like seeing him wrestle. I still can't get my head around his whole thing.
Yeah.
His whole gimmick. Yeah. I really wish there was a way to do something different. I don't know what that would be.
I feel like he did well in Japan. Like as a foreign monster heel, I think he is perfect.
Yeah.
I think he just doesn't translate quite as well here. I don't know the answer either, like what it is that isn't quite clicking. I do like him, so, you know, because we only see him every once in a while, I always enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I hope he's doing well.
If it's too much, it tends to get sticky or, I don't know, there's something about it that rubs me the wrong way. But Westerwald is great. And, you know, Danielson not being a high flyer, right? Danielson being more
ground game,
ground
guy.
Based.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I thought this was a fun match. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
very much so.
Oh, you sound unsure.
Who Calder. Does me?
Call. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Like I think that like Danielson definitely elevates it.
For sure.
The way he's going to with anybody. But for lack of that, I don't know how like interested I would have been in something that was one half Lance Archer.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, that's fair. I for my money, like if you're going to have Copeland cutting a promo like that, follow with Ospreay and Hobbs and then put Danielson in the ring with anybody, like, I cannot imagine a half hour better spent. You know what I mean?
I don't, like, if I was like on supermarket sweep, I would spend it that way if I could.
I wish they had that option.
I want a supermarket sweep.
I was really more of a sale of the century guy, but
unbelievable.
You know, were you a card sharks guy?
Not as much. I mean, Chuck Woolery, he never really did it for me. It was always something off about him. He was no Peter Tomarkin.
Okay. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind was great, though.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
He wrote a presumably fictional autobiography in which he was secretly a secret agent. I think George Clooney directed a movie starring Sam Rockwell, like that was a bit of an adaptation.
Wait a minute. That wasn't Chuck Woolery, was it? That was Chuck Barris.
Chuck Barris. You're right.
Yes, Chuck Barris. Yeah.
Chuck Berry.
Gong
Chuck
Show. Berry. No.
Yeah, that's right.
Similar, but no.
Twisting the Night Away.
There was no there were probably some Twisted Nights, yes, but in general, that wasn't his main bag.
Okay. Well, I liked this match with Archer and Danielson, and I thumbs it up.
Same.
Calder?
What is this? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
You say a thumb, you don't just say okay. I acknowledge what you did.
All right. Now we have Renee talking to Jericho. They're on the ramp stage thing. They did this all night. There must not be a backstage at wherever they were.
Possibly, but also just like, mix it up. Visually mix it up.
The floor was getting waxed.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
They had a no wrestlers allowed policy.
Which makes things difficult for a wrestling show, I'll grant.
So they were talking about Hook, and they bring out Hook, and then basically Hook agrees, says he's got a match set up for them for next week, so... There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, done and done.
I middle this.
There was one bit, the note, my first note that I wrote after, you know, this amazing run of segments was, well, can't last forever. And then he was like, I said that I was going to be your mentor, if that's what we're calling. And I'm like, you're the one who's calling it that. We're not calling it that. Nobody else has mentioned the word mentor except for you. I don't care for what you're trying to put on us.
I feel like he could be kind of insinuating that is the vibe around the backstage area, that he was,
it's what all the cool perhaps kids
brought this under some other label to Tony and everybody. And they're like, you mean you're going to be his mentor? Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't say that, but if we're calling it that.
There's the thoughts. I hated this. But at the same time, we're moving the story along. You know, it's kind of exposition. Took a little longer than it needed to be. I didn't think they should have done that out on the stage because, like, you save that for, like, when Edge comes out or you got something, like, real important, and this wasn't real important. Yeah. I thumbed it down, but like, also like it. Yeah, it's fine. It is what it is. It's there to. It serves its purpose. So
it was like it definitely was a bummer compared to what we have been, what we were watching up to that point.
Yeah, but everybody needs a potty break, right?
So. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not everybody.
Yeah, you can just pee on your toys.
There we go. There we go. Finally brought it back around.
It's your fault.
It is. It frankly is.
What did you thumb this?
I middled it.
Okay. Then we've got Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty talking about Jericho and Hook.
Promotions.
And they're going to it just makes me think of Prestige Worldwide.
What is Prestige Worldwide?
Okay. Did you ever watch Step Brothers?
Oh, this is a Pitbulls thing, huh? Okay.
Did you guys Did either of you watch Step Brothers?
Yeah, I didn't remember what they would have called it, but I remember what you're talking about.
They started a production company called Prestige Worldwide, and I don't know why, but that's what came to mind when they said Shane Taylor Promotions. Anyways, they were talking about Jericho and Hook, and they're going to fight them and defeat them. And I thought this was fine. Nothing crazy. What I really enjoyed is I'm getting to see more of their personalities specifically.
Yeah. Right?
Because they're not a part of any some dumbass other group or whatever. Like,
I mean, they're part of a dumbass group.
Yeah, but like not, you know, with someone else as someone else's idea. This is like circling around them as an idea. And
okay.
prefer that. And I like that we get to see their personalities because we need to see them. Fuck.
Yes.
They are great. Mm-hmm. But what's in the way is we don't know them at all, you know? At least it doesn't feel like we get to know them. Just depends on the fucking how many injuries there are in the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, so I was excited about this to see their personalities and stuff. This is why I upped this segment.
Ooh. I upped this segment. Ooh. I thought it was a real nice transition from like, hey, we're going to wrestle somebody at Collision and then boop. Right over here and give these guys a little platform. So like, hey, we're the ones that you're fighting and this is who we are. And I really dug the vibe of it. I think I'm curious how much of this was a timing issue because at the beginning Swerve had like a mogul, you know, like Mogul Productions or Mobile something.
Mobile Embassy.
No, it was before Mogul Embassy because they combined the embassy with Mogul something.
Mogul Affiliates?
But he was like, yeah, the affiliates. Yeah, he was doing like a thing, like, you know, it was very similar, kind of a Hollywood-y kind of like, hey, I'm a producer. I'm going to, you know, like move the pieces around, which sounds like what this is. And I'm glad now that Swerve is doing something different, they can sort of like open this up and now they have the space to be in this area. But on top of that, like, just, I think they're two very charismatic people that now have a chance to show that off. So I thought this was perfect and great.
Especially Lee Moriarty is somebody who's kind of, you know, like Shane Taylor is newer to us within this promotion. But Lee Moriarty has been around for forever and always been sort of like gasping for some oxygen to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is really cool, and I am happy that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Would you thumb it, Calder?
I thumbed it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we heard bells, and then the lights go out, and it's Jay White.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then who's behind him? Billy Gunn.
What? Better such watch a out. Great visual.
So like- good. Coming out of the darkness.
The guns setup for their entrance is always fantastic. And yeah, it never occurred to me that you could just mush that up with the House of Black and just have someone come out of light and just murder him.
Mm-hmm. It was great. This was an incredible match.
Mm-hmm.
This was what I liked about it is like because Jay White was caught unawares and debilitated almost right away, it made Billy Gunn hurting him and all this kind of stuff more. It didn't take away from Jay White, is what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to keep him in my mind as this like otherworldly assassin of sorts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I just enjoy that, you know, there's certain people that you put in your mind as like unstoppable. Mm-hmm. And I like to think of him as like up there. Same with Swerve and stuff like that. But anyways,
that's interesting because I think of him as losing a lot. I never think of him as like unqualified or bad or not entertaining or undeserving of, you know, like any kind of belt. Like if you put the world championship on him tomorrow, I'd be like, yeah, great. He's, you know, super talented and I buy it. But also like whenever he loses, I never feel any less that.
Right. But it's like, I feel like there's other circumstances surrounding it, or it was like a really hard fought match. And this was a gnarly match, but it was like, I don't know. It just allowed for things to happen as they did in my mind better because he was attacked.
And it's a great blow off for, you know, like the home invasion, which, you know, still a little close to the swerve thing.
Of course.
But also like, whatever, it's fine. And we know that the ass boys are going to turn on dad like they always do. That's all fine. But like, in terms of just the emotional storytelling of this match, he's getting his comeuppance and he's, you know, and they're doing it in a really entertaining, fun way. So, yeah.
You know, if you look at crime statistics, home invasions happen more frequently than any of us would like.
Goodness.
Interesting.
Did you just make up that stat?
Well, I mean, it's whatever the stat is, it's what I said is true.
Oh, it's more often than you would like.
Fair.
It's not zero, that's for sure. Jay White sells the shit out of being debilitated, and there was a disqualification. There was the Bullet Club. There was the Acclaimed. Everybody started beating up everybody. But in the end, the Acclaimed beat up the Bullet Club more.
Indeed.
Any other thoughts, feelings?
I think it's funny.
I'm not really expressing
to imagine
much.
Them like tallying up all of the like elements of the medical report and being like, "All right, the Acclaimed comes out ahead by a hair."
There was a bit where they were getting near the announce table, and Shivani's just like, "Okay, well, see you guys later."
Oh, yeah. He's like, "I saw the look in his eyes and I had to get up."
But then when they came back, fucking Taz was like, "You got no heart. You got no toughness, Shivani." He's like talking trash to him. Tony is getting harsher on Shivani, and it just makes me laugh more and more every single
time. Taz,
yes. Who did I say?
Tony.
Yeah, oh yes, Tony is mad at himself, I guess. I don't know what I was.
We're our own worst.
It's
going to
get even more confusing when Tony Storm comes out and is on the announce table, and there's Tony and Tony on the table, and I start calling Taz Tony.
Tony, Tony.
Too many Tonys.
Tony.
I loved how Jay tried to get out of did the timeout thing and then tried to get Daddy Ass to scissor him to get him to stop beating on him.
Yeah, he was doing the sing song thing for a long time.
He's such a great cowardly heel. Like he's just got many layers and levels to it. And like I didn't like that this didn't move the story forward really, but it was super fun. So yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I'm really curious just what is going to happen for both of these groups. But I guess for now, we'll just enjoy it. I gave it a thumbs up.
Yes.
Yeah, same.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. See, what's next?
What's in the news?
The arrival of the Young Bucks and the arrival of the Best Friends with Sue. I'm not thumbing arrivals, but I will say it was cute. It was cute when Shivani was like, It's Sue!
like the outfits
he can still
great.
Do it.
The outfits were amazing.
Yeah. It's always nice to see Sue, so...
Then we have Renee on the stage again, talking with Willow Of course, next to Willow is Statlander and Stokely. Mm-hmm. Willow cuts a really great promo, and the crowd is loving it. Because how could they not? Then Stokely starts talking and cutting an awesome promo. And then the CEO, Mercedes Moné, comes out, and she's like, whoever wins against you and Julia Hart for the TBS belt, I'm next for the belt. So she's just saying, maybe it's you, maybe it's Julia, but after your match, I've got a match. So I don't know. Does that mean she's going to – do we now know that Willow's going to get the belt?
I don't.
Is that what's happening?
I don't know, because
it's
if Willow
either
loses,
foreshadowing or not, you know?
Yeah.
Mercedes like comes on like a heel, so maybe that tells us.
I don't know
where that lands, because people are still cheering her. Will they turn on her? Like, what's it going to take for her to go heel?
Mega heel?
It might be nothing. It might just be that people start getting really into Willow and just booing her by default, which is possible. Yeah. That's what they're hoping for.
Yeah, who was it that was – oh, MJF trying to be a mega heel by, like, doing things that pisses people off, like not letting people sing the Jericho song or not – I don't know. I can't even remember what it was he was trying to do to get people to not like him.
All kinds of things, like just having shitty haircuts.
Yeah, well, but I mean – I can't remember what it was, but it's like, you know, just the people that whoever it is, not letting Nana dance or Swerve not letting Nana dance, stuff like that, right?
Sure,
it's like
sure.
Shitty heel stuff that gets to the fans of like boo, because like that's going to make them boo more than anything else, because they love you, you know? So not letting them do what they want or beating up their favorite person or whatever, like that's going to get them to boo. Or someone that's so innocent and has nothing to do with anything, like Marvez, right? It's going to get people
Marvez
to boo.
Marvez knows what he did. I kind of wonder if that's the angle, because, they don't have a whole lot of just like random white meat baby faces laying around that they could feed to a heel Mercedes. It used to be Sky Blue, and you know, if you beat up on Sky Blue, like, oh, you jerk, she's a nice girl, and you know, like, why are you being like that? I think possibly you could do that with Willow, like if she just like
for sure
murders her and like breaks her arm or you know does something like you know super bad.
Ruthless.
I think maybe people would like super get behind Willow, and Mercedes just could be a you know giant heel. And you really do need to lean on Mercedes in-ring work rather than, you know, her talking.
Promos, yeah.
Because she's got a good presence, but she can't talk people into seats. But you watch her in the ring, you're like, Jesus Christ, yes, I need to see more of that.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Would you,
we'll see.
Like, refrain from having Mercedes be an usher at a wedding?
No, because people need to know groom's over here, bride's over here. Someone tries to switch sides. Well, I'm friends with both. No, you need a strong usher to walk in, and you don't talk him into the seats. You beat him into the seats.
Yes. Demarcation. A thumbs this up.
Yeah.
I thought Willow did a great job.
I almost middled it because Mercedes kind of came in and was like, whatever, I'm going to play next.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's just an opportunity to give the audience a pop.
Yeah. But Willow's great, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we've got the Young Bucks versus the Best Friends. Need we say more? Now, you guys were in you were ahead of me in the show, and you were in the chat. We have a group chat to people who are listening. And you called or said, oh, shit, And you said, I'm 30 minutes behind. Does something happen? And then when you got to that point, you said, oh no. So me at this point, I figured this was where you were when you were watching. And I was like, prepared for something to happen to Sue.
Okay.
Cause in my mind, someone got hurt when someone says, oh shit. And the other person says, oh no. I was like, somebody gets hurt.
Oh, so you saw Matthew like going for Sue and you're like, oh God, this is what's happening.
I saw the turnbuckle pad come off and I was like, uh-oh, someone's going to get their face like it's going to be like the hook in Cash's arm all over again.
Oh God, no. Why did you have to bring that up? Why?
And then like the whole thing with Sue and I was like, oh shit. But it wasn't any of these things. The Bucks win. I wasn't surprised because I think the whole tournament is going to come down to the Bucks and FTR.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. But anyways, the Bucks win and the match was great. But Trent and Orange are bummed. Trent looks pissed. But Trent, Orange, and Chuck go to their corner so they can do the hug. And Trent drop kicks Orange and then walks out on him.
Face.
And Sue's like, wait, but you're my son. What? So we don't know what's going on. We don't know where Sue lands in all of this either.
she's going to be on her son's side. Come on.
We don't know. This is wrestling. We don't know.
Sue's a good mom. How dare you?
This is wrestling. Billy Gunn is not on his son's side. This is wrestling. There are no familial bonds that are stronger than the ring.
To that point, we now know that Sue charges the best friend's mileage for driving them around.
Oh.
Look, Tony Khan's going to give them a mileage expense. That's basically just money in Sue's pocket. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Could be money in their pocket. I don't know.
Although, if that turns out to be like a little heel thing that they're slipping in there, and Sue turns out to be just like a total asshole like to go along with her son, oh my God, that would be amazing.
That'd be cool.
Is this in fact, Calder, where you went, oh shit?
Yeah.
Because this is where I went, oh no.
Well, I knew it was.
Okay. Well, you never know because, like, later on, you know, something else could happen.
I could have gotten the timing wrong, but this is where I thought you guys were when you both had your moments.
It's where I was like, oh my God.
So, yeah, I gave the match thumbs up. I actually am kind of okay with what's happening with the best friends. Trent, I think, should do his own thing for a while. I mean, he's got Roppongi Vice, unless Rocky Romero isn't going to wrestle with him now or something. But
and I wonder if Chuck Taylor might be close to being ready if they're pulling Trent away.
Yeah.
Could be.
Who knows?
I mean, like Trent, obviously, you know, like everybody wants to be a singles wrestler. It's eventually, you know, that's the goal. So I think this is a good a time as any.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'd want to put like Chuck and Orange together. Maybe, you know, like for story sake.
That's a burn. That's a sick burn. What's wrong with Chuck?
There's nothing wrong with Chuck.
That's like when the Bucks are like, what's wrong with Nakazawa? Or whatever. Remember? Wait. Well, they said, what's wrong with, what's the other guy that had the camera?
Brandon?
Yeah, what's wrong with Brandon?
Yeah.
That was funny. Anyways.
Yeah. This made me sad, but also it's pretty great. So.
Then we have Mariah May versus.
Hold on. Did we all thumb that?
Yeah, it's a thumbs up for me. Okay.
Thumbs up for me, too.
Okay.
All right.
Mariah May versus Thunder Rosa. What are y'all's thoughts and feelings?
I think it was Dynamite.
Oh. Not Vegemite.
No, not Vegemite.
That is how Tony pronounced dynamite. Dynamite.
I thought it was pretty great. I liked how Rosa looked this time around. Like, although I've been liking everyone for looks lately.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I did like it. Mariah May is doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming on pretty strong. Like, I was already disposed to like her from having seen her in Stardom, but she wasn't getting universal like buy-in, and I think she's closer to that now.
I mean, you have to see someone wrestle when you don't know them, and when they're like, when you first see them and they're being kind of, I don't know, a little ditzy, which I just detest that type of character. I just can't get into it. So if she's going to have that type of a character, then you have to see them wrestle for it to like make sense and you actually get behind them. And she's great. She's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So shit, I wish they just started with matches with her instead of some, I don't know, just weird stuff, but it's okay. It's okay.
I am looking forward to her being her own thing, and we still have to go through this where, you know, she eventually fights Tony and then does her own thing and then has to get into that, you know, has to ease the audience into that. And, you know, whatever's at the other end of that, I think is going to be real exciting as is now. This is just like a fun sub story to the Tony run.
It's really neat. This whole deal of her dressing like Tony and Tony Storm doing her shtick on the mic. And I mean, it's so fucking cool. And it's a neat, weird thing that's happening right now. And it's the coolest thing that's happening with the women's division sort of at the moment. So very enjoyable. I thought the match was great. I thought Thunder Rosa was good. I don't know. There's something different that I can't quite put my finger on, and I don't know what it is. Something a little different about her matches, but it doesn't matter. I still liked it. I thought it was still good. I just, something a little different, but she wins.
Yeah.
Gets a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Penta.
Who?
Fuck yes.
Mm-hmm.
Penta.
Oh.
And Alex is saying that Penta needs gold.
Mm-hmm.
Penta is saying Adam Copeland, quit fighting outsiders and fight an AEW original and someone with cero miedo.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love Penta so much.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be on TV every single week. I love him in a way that's just unhealthy.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Then why didn't you get us tickets?
Oh my god, they sold out so fast.
You should have been on top of
Republic of Lucha, they closed because they're finding a new place to exist as a store, and they haven't found it yet, but they put up tickets for a match and I didn't see it in time. And it sold out like so fucking fast. And, you know, it could also be due to the fact that a lot of people like us are going and then talking about it, and word gets around like, hey, the best fucking matches you'll ever see in your life are on sale for like $50, you know, go see it.
We should never mention much it was on the podcast. Remember.
Yeah. We should have been gatekeepers. I'm kidding. but I don't know. It just, they always sell out, but like this was incredibly fast. And I don't even remember where they said it was going to be, but apparently it's
in the temple that they used to shoot Lucha Underground in.
Oh, Dang. That'll be cool. Shit, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, it's going to be fun and we can't see it because we don't have tickets. Boo. But it's okay.
We shouldn't have mentioned it ever on the show. Now everybody knows.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be hard not to know, I guess. I mean, there are people that travel from all over. There were people from Japan last time.
Yeah. No, it's a hell of a show.
Really? I don't remember.
Yeah. It's because that guy Skywalker was wrestling Takeshita.
Oh, right.
So they were there.
I don't think they'd ever wrestled each other before.
What?
I don't think you're going to make it to that show anyway.
Yeah, you're probably going to die.
Oh, no, I'm going to die. This is my last. These are my last words. Ramona. That's my last word. Anyway.
Well, put your key outside your door so that I can go help the cat after you're dead.
Oh, you know what? I have a lockbox. Oh, it's okay. Great. Yeah, so come by and feed my cat. Just kidding.
No, you will be feeding your cat.
Yeah.
Because the cat will be eating.
Oh, yeah, I have plenty of food for my cat. That's right. Yeah. She'll be like, hey, you know, I'd hate to do this, but I'm going to have to do this.
It's out of love.
Yeah. So, okay. I thumbs up that promo with Penta.
100%.
Yes.
All right. Then we have Swerve and Samoa Joe doing a signing. And it was just as Robert predicted. It's going to be the last thing of the night on Dynamite, and it's going to be a thing. And it was. It was all the things. It was amazing promos. It was amazing presence, just stage presence.
Mm-hmm.
I think Joe was stronger, but they were both good.
I thought when Swerve came out with his chain in his fur coat and just standing there with Nana dancing, I mean, that presence, that menacing presence with his chain.
I agree. Samoa Joe, I think, cut a better promo, but the stuff that happened at the end where basically, you know, after Joe fucks him up and he's lying there bleeding and he's like, yes. He's like laughing into the microphone. Yes. And then he's like, I live for this kind of thing. Yes. And then he signs it with blood. Like those, and those Joe's aren't words. Face. Yes. And Joe's facials, I'll say it. Joe's facials are fantastic.
Because, he was shocked.
Yeah.
Stunned.
Like, he is an implacable monster. You look at him, you're like, there's no way anybody can beat him. And yet he gets you into the seats because you're like, oh, look at his face. Maybe he can be beat. And none of those things take away from each other. They exist superimposed over each other like a quantum kitty cat in a box. And it is magnificent. And Swerve, like, tells this story. I like, yeah, his promos are great. Samoa's are better because Samoa Joe's amazing. But like the other things that Swerve brings to this presentation, like,
oh my God,
I never like signings. I hate it when they do main event signings, but this was fantastic.
This was incredible. And Samoa Joe was so shocked and upset that he came back because he had beaten up Swerve with Swerve's own chain.
Yep.
Like a million times in the head, and there's blood everywhere. Whackety, splattered. Whackety,
whackety. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Swerve's like, ugh, it was incredible what he did with that blood when he signed it. Anyways,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I live for this. And he sounded so fucked up. Mm-hmm. I was like, anyways, Joe was so shocked that he runs back in the ring and puts Swerve through the table and Swerve's out. And I was like, now this is how you do a signing.
Yeah.
This is the kind of exciting shit that you don't see in other places. I mean, they always devolve into some sort of fight, but like I don't know, man. This really got me.
Like, he's laid out, and you still like, oh, but he could beat Joe.
Yeah.
He's in a bloody puddle at a smash table. You're like
you don't think
he can take this.
Like, the thing is that, you know, Joe wants to put him out of commission so the match doesn't happen, or he's severely handicapped when he, you know, he's got some sort of ailment, so that he's not up to 100%. But you look at him and you're like, you know what, though? He's going to be fine. He's going to bounce back and he's going to be fine. As he says, he lives for this. Mm-hmm. How many times have we seen him bloody in matches and go nuts and do crazy shit? I mean, we've seen it.
Yeah, in person.
He's going to do it. So, it yeah. is. It's exciting, yeah. man. I'm fucking excited. And God damn it, if Swerve better get this goddamn belt. If this is the second pay-per-view where he doesn't get the belt, I'm quitting.
We shall see.
When is Dynasty that's coming up like in a few weeks or what is it?
First?
It's a couple weeks away. Yeah.
I think it's the 21st.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
This is a 94% show. It's okay. So good.
Wow.
Pretty high.
A lot of wonderful stuff in there.
There's almost no promos, so it was like, you know, and the promos they did have were exciting.
Yeah, yeah. More importantly, though, are either of you going to be watching any of WrestleMania this weekend?
Probably not.
This weekend?
I don't know.
It's going to be 2 days.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't wrestling. Feel especially drawn to it. I guess it's not impossible, but I don't see myself devoting, like, all those hours, certainly.
Two days?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a two-day affair now. I think they've cut it down to, like, 4 hours a day.
Shit.
But it might be five. I don't know.
Damn.
Well, I think the pre-show is 2 hours.
Is it really?
Fucking it. God.
Here's the thing. God. Like, there is a bunch of stuff that I think would be worth watching. I've been sort of like trying to catch up the past couple weeks just to like see what the storylines are going in. Sure. And the Cody.
I told you you'd start coughing.
Roman. Mm-hmm. Damn it. Damn it. there's a lot of fun stuff there. The damage control stuff.
That would be,
you know, fun. Like, God damn it. Asuka is the fucking greatest.
Yeah.
And
I miss her every day.
The fact that Goldberg like was taking a shot at her earlier this week.
That's hilarious.
Are you serious, brother? Come on now.
Like, he clearly has never seen her wrestle.
Literally.
I think he was like, he definitely didn't pronounce it right.
Yeah. Which, here's the thing. It could be like he may know and is doing it deliberately. Because again, wrestlers work. They get people to click on their things so they can make money. So
ultimate clickbait.
But also, like, Asuka arguably is the biggest non-English speaking wrestler in the history of American wrestling. Wow. I can't think of anybody who has been able to get as far as she has, been as over as she has, for as long as she has, mm-hmm. While speaking close to no English.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, not using English in her, you know, on-screen work.
Right.
And she knows enough. That's amazing. And she's the fucking best. And how dare anybody say anything bad about her?
Absolutely. Also, and that's the thing, too, though. Like, you don't need... I mean, it just... attitude transcends language. So with the right attitude, you know what they're saying.
Nope.
And like, in your mind, whatever
you... without you talking because of all your coughing, like, I can just, like, pick it up from that.
Thank you. Yeah, you're going to have to fill in the blanks because I keep stopping myself. But, you know, Oh, what am I saying? You can imagine the best promo. So, like, if this person were to speak, what if they wrote some stupid promo? But
yeah.
Even if they had good attitude or something. But when they don't speak English and the attitude's amazing and they can talk in a way where their whole body is in their words because it's, you know, it's not all up in their head where they're trying to think of it. It's like all in their body because they own those words. They believe those words. They feel those words. And, you know, it's the easiest way for them to be expressed is through their original language. It comes across so much better and you just get it. And you, the viewer, can imagine it was the greatest promo. They said the best shit, whatever. it doesn't matter because it's all in our minds and we feel it. We feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we should go before Teresa actually dies on tape. Nope. Oh, God. It may be too late already. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
I'm fading. clap if you want me to live.
Come on,
come on, boys and girls. Come on, boys and girls. Let's hear you clap.
Bye.
Bye.
Ding dong, ding-a-ling, ding-ding, ding-ding, ding-ding-ding-ding-ding.